Why the fuck would you want to start the intro to this shit? We bang on like snares and percussion. You can't intimidate men like me. You bring a knife to a gunfight. Winning's unlikely. Follow me. Go ahead. I'm watching your shadow. Snakes in the grass.
This probably gonna be loud as fuck with this right next to it.
What are you doing, bro? Yo, turn this shit off, bro. Yo, turn this fucking
bro.
Listen
to this shit.
Whatever. Alright. No. Fuck it. Whatever. It don't matter. We've already taken too many takes, bro.
See, now you were sounding like a hater.
I'm not a hater. I've been listening to this shit all day because of you.
You better watch your back, Irvin.
Y'all fucking stupid, bro.
Watch your back.
Bro, shut the fuck up. Alright, so this is episode
one.
This is
episode one, episode take 16.
Yeah, this is episode one, take 16,932.
Hopefully we get it right this time.
Hopefully our fucking it catches our voices pretty good, bro.
Yeah.
Oh fuck. So this has been like our 16th fucking attempt to make this first episode right. Yeah. Oh fuck. We had some pretty good shit on the other ones, but I didn't catch our voices.
Yeah. But, you know, everything happens for a reason, right?
You're so fucking stupid.
I know. It was like a joke.
So, right now, it is currently...
It's only 11:57.
11:57.
A special time.
On Friday night. On a Friday night. June 28th.
June 28th, everybody. June 28th.
And we sit in here potting at an unspecified location.
2019.
Really?
Mm.
Ohio, Columbus.
Fucking mosquitoes, bro.
Franklin County.
Oh, wait. You're right.
Fuck. Oh, damn. Did you guys get bit by a fucking mosquito yet?
No, there was one floating around.
Bro, it bit me, bro. Mosquito. Nah, chill out. You're gonna attract all the fucking mosquitoes.
Nah, see, it's right here. It's right there.
Kill
right there.
It, bro.
I'm trying to let it suck me real quick. Where's it at?
Hold up.
Don't move. What kind of masochistic shit is
stupid,
that?
Bro.
Hold up.
Sam was calling him a child molester. Jonathan almost cried.
Almost cried.
Are you done?
Is he gonna let him around?
Dealings?
Yeah. Sam was bitching Jonathan around all day.
Mm, he really was.
He really was, though.
Actually, I'm not gonna say the truth because.
You gonna.
It's not.
Just
not
say my, it, bro.
It's not for the viewers to know Sam's life personally, you know.
Sam got a fucking kid on the way.
Unless if he
Jesus
says.
Christ.
He's gonna put it out there eventually anyway.
We not don't even know who Sam is.
His fucking. He didn't have enough time to pull out. Mm. Apparently, the 8 inches is too much.
Not enough time.
Never enough time.
Hey, but for real, that's crazy though. I survived fucking high school pregnancy.
I wonder how sex is like for a woman. Like how it feels to just like have like a dick inside of you. You know? That sounds weird.
Why would you want to?
This nigga wants to.
Why
dick
would I want to know? Because like you want to know what your partner's experiencing as you're experiencing.
But
something.
Why would you ask?
You let
those?
Your girl use a strap on.
I'm just
you?
Saying. I wonder. And I want to
Yo,
see.
Yo, you
if
let
you
your
like
girl fuck
wonder.
You? I don't wonder that. I don't want to wonder. I'm
Why
happy
not?
With what I feel.
Why not?
I'm
you
happy.
Shouldn't just focus on what you feel. It's about what your girl feels as well.
Fam, I please her. What, bro, there's no... Why are we even... Listen, bro, this is the first fucking episode.
I was just talking, all right?
He's
I was
already
saying,
jumped
I wonder.
Fucking...
I wonder what it feels like.
And you let your girl fuck you.
No, that's not the same thing, obviously.
Why not?
Is anal the same as vagina, woman?
Fuck no.
How would you know?
Dude, your girl Sorry, got flown man. Out by another dude.
Oh, my
To fuck.
Goodness. Really gonna bring this up now?
His girl got flown out.
Is that why y'all
We're not even famous.
Yeah.
I'm not even famous to be saying that.
No, my girl got flown out. You're lame. Your girl got flown out by a famous nigga.
He was famous?
Yeah, the guy that flew his girl out.
How famous are we talking?
Famous. Joe Budden.
At this point, we're just saying shit. Everybody.
No, we're not. No, we're
sorry.
No, it's fucking
true. This is all fake, but like...
No, it's not. His girl actually got flown out. He just don't want to admit it.
Okay.
Alright.
But...
All I wanted to just say was, you know, get the bag.
Fuck.
Dude, what are you having, an asthma attack?
No, bro.
It's the karma.
Now this nigga can't say anything because he didn't say anything.
It is that corner. Fuck. See, y'all? This is why...
You keep your mouth...
I don't know what the lesson is, but...
Keep your mouth under your nose.
Hey, I'm not done, bro.
I was just going to put it there.
Shut up, bitch. Dropping
it. All right, I'm never going to do nothing.
Shut up, you stupid prick.
Prick is such a crazy ass.
Fuck, I almost died, bro. God damn.
Real niggas don't die, everybody.
Real niggas don't die.
These niggas are gonna be like, we on some shit.
For real.
Yeah, we're definitely uploading this one.
Y'all ever just think, like, what if a crazy ass person jumped out of the woods right now with a...
Oh, we are parked in front of the fucking... Some
what would I do? I would run to my sanctuary that's right behind us.
Oh, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will protect you?
Exactly.
No, you wouldn't, nigga. You out here by yourself.
I know. I would just scream for...
You got your Glock?
Oh, I wish you had that little...
I do got a Glock. I went and bought a gun like 3 days ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it real?
I have a license to carry it, though. So,
hey, don't exploit yourself like this.
It's for the house. You can have it in your house.
Dude, the fucking feds are listening.
The feds can get it, too.
Oh, they don't even know who you are. So.
Exactly.
It's all good. It's all good.
They're going to raid your house looking for you, bro.
See, you're running your voice through the voice recognition system.
Right. You know they be using it when they be like, this call is recorded for security purposes. They just put that into a big-ass database.
Shit, I didn't even think about that.
Every time you call your bank and shit.
That's wild.
And they're like, yeah, we're just going to record this for fucking blah, 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 blah. They're just putting that into their personal database that they sell to everybody else because you sign a fucking terms and agreement notice and it says we can use this shit for third-party lenders sometimes. Not everywhere, but that's how it be.
That's fucking wild, bro. Y'all niggas is too woke for me, bro. Y'all are too woke for me.
I'm woke, but I'm still in the bed.
That was so stupid, bro. Oh, fuck. Shit. Hey, so you never answered the question. Did your girl fuck you?
Fuck me or peggy? No.
I wish.
I knew you knew what pegging was. I didn't want to use
What's
that
What's pegging?
Term. It's when you let your girl fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
In the arse.
Sometimes you need a prostate stimulator.
Apparently that's where God put the G-spot.
Why do you always keep saying that, dude?
Because I need I'm trying to put you guys on.
I'm good. I'll pass, bro.
Hey, don't pass on something that you don't understand yet.
I don't want to experiment that.
This nigga John fingers his ass.
Did you sniff your fingers when you're done fingering yourself?
Oh. That's disgusting. Don't say that.
You probably do. That's disgusting. Do you like shit on your fingers?
So we can't put this out to our families, right?
Right? That's what I'm saying. What if our family hears this?
What the fuck is my dad going? Bro. I highly doubt that my parents will listen to this shit. If anything, my brother will listen to this.
My brother will listen and show my whole family.
My brother's gonna be like, he's gonna go around telling all his friends like, yo, my brother has a friend who likes to put his thumb in his own butt.
Right, now you got a bunch of kids who's like, I wonder what happens if I do that.
I really don't like doing that, y'all. They're just like, what is it called when you,
antagonizing.
Yeah, kind of, like you just jump to conclusions.
That doesn't change the fact that you're still gay. Which, there's nothing wrong with being gay. Just throwing that out there, but you're still gay.
Is that an insult, then?
It's not an insult.
Oh.
I'm just saying it doesn't change the fact that you're still gay. Fuck. This mosquito bit me good, bro.
Shit. I was about to throw a Fast and Furious line, but...
Go ahead, throw it.
Dude, it almost had you.
No, it did get me, though. Fuck.
Waiting for something to burst through these tree lines. I know it's coming.
I told you about the day that I was running through these things, and then we went down, and then the deer came out or something.
What? No, but we told you that we were playing hide and seek and shit, and fucking Jalil comes sprinting out of nowhere, talking about, yo. He said, what? He said, bro, no lie, I almost died.
Oh yeah, when all those fucking deer went up.
Yeah,
bro, that was some shit.
Oh. Fuck.
A whole herd of them niggas just came sprinting across where I was. You know, if it wasn't for me being me, anybody else would have been trampled.
You wouldn't have died, though.
Yeah.
Real niggas don't die.
Of course.
We just named the podcast Real Niggas Don't Die.
Yeah, we could.
That's not
that. Hey, low-key, we could. We could put
Real Niggas Don't Die. Do we gotta pay J. Cole if it blows up, though? I don't wanna do that.
J. Cole. J. Cole understands
it. J. Cole probably didn't even invent that phrase. Fuck that.
Right? Who invented words, you know? It wasn't him.
You know, all we're doing is just making random clicks and noises with our mouths to communicate.
Exactly. No one owns that. Copyright is fake.
That goes for everybody, though, dude. That goes for every fucking...
Everything. It's like if Toad's ribbiting and shit, that's basically them talking. I wonder what we sound like to all the other animals. Then.
Just rubbish.
Rubbish. We're probably really loud and obnoxious.
It's peaceful as fuck, but these mosquitoes were fucking wild. It's about to be a whole ass year that I've been with my girl. Just throwing that out there.
Everybody.
Yeah, just for the fucking listeners and viewers. I don't give a fuck. Just throwing that out there. Let me see how long this should be. We're 11 minutes and fucking 15 minutes into this podcast and got no fucking content.
Hey, we have the anal content, the...
I don't know what else, but
we have something.
We got content. We're content gods.
Yo, so are you... Do you have a girlfriend?
Why?
Talking to anybody?
Huh?
Talking to anybody?
I don't know anybody.
Sean's gonna put you on with somebody.
I don't think he wants to be put on.
I ain't getting put on.
Are you getting on put it?
Do y'all think it's necessary to have a partner in life?
No, but...
Actually, I do. But
it's necessary.
I don't think it's necessary, but like I definitely think that it's like it's nice. It's nice to have one.
A gift to yourself.
You know? Oh, yeah.
It's almost necessary. It's not absolutely necessary, but it's almost necessary.
You can be lonely, but I would prefer like, you know, having somebody to tell my day and like talk to, you know. And like, you know.
On that level, man, it don't even matter.
Really? Why?
Because like, if you just gonna do the boring shit, then
no. But like, not other people. No, not just with anybody. Though. I'm talking about with like a special someone for you. You know, like your special someone. Like, you know, I don't know. My bad.
That part's always maybe that's why I get bored with folk.
Why?
Nigga, if you have to go and talk to person,
talk to somebody you fuck with. You know, you have to talk to somebody that's like special, bro.
It's different. What's special about that? Just cause like, I don't know, that part don't mean shit. But like, you gotta feel like some transcended spatial, like, yo, nigga, we've been together before, type shit. And then that's when it's like, all right, decent. Fuck.
You think that's.
What are y'all even talking about, bro?
I'm on some shit. I'm not even gonna lie.
What'd
you take?
He's on some shit.
No, I didn't take no drugs. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about.
What he's talking about, yeah. He's
on some shit. Nigga said, what'd you take? Now, if I show up on mushrooms one day, I'll let y'all know.
You ever done shrooms?
No.
I've never done shrooms.
I really want to do shrooms, though.
I feel like that's gonna fuck my mind up.
Sure. Or it's gonna give you the ego death that you've always wanted.
I don't even have an ego, really.
Exactly.
So that's gonna be the official death.
Hey, to our viewers, have y'all ever done shrooms? Shrooms, acid?
No, to our viewers, get us some shrooms.
No, yeah. Don't get us some fucking
shrooms. Just send us a location.
Nah, it's gonna be a trap, bro.
My PO box is.
They gonna light us up.
You're right. Just send it to a PO box.
Yeah.
You know, cause y'all love us or whatnot.
See, we don't got a following. We don't even have a viewership yet. This is just going out to the niggas that follow us on our social media, probably.
Hey, what do you guys think about doing drugs?
I think it's not necessary, but, no, you know, it's like...
You're a bitch, bro. I was really talking to Jalo. Jalo, what do you think about doing drugs?
Jesus Christ.
I wasn't talking to Jesus Christ either. I
mean, he here. We in his house, bro.
Technically, we not in his house. His house is over there, bro. We in his lot.
He's dead.
Mm-hmm. He owned this place.
What do you think about drugs, Jalo?
They're overrated. A lot of them. I was addicted to Adderall for a bit, and that was kind of what fucked up people, so I really think, like, downers are overrated.
Hey, you know, looking into the fucking trees right now, y'all remember when the Slender Man was a thing?
That was so stupid.
Oh, hey, I'm not gonna lie. I was one of those few dumbasses that believed in it.
Of course you were.
That is, hey, y'all act like y'all don't believe in that shit.
No.
There's no fucking way that you guys didn't believe
in that
shit.
There's no fucking way that some tall-ass nigga...
Yeah. It's just a...
That shit wasn't spooky to you guys?
Nah.
You're telling me if you were walking in the fucking woods by yourself late at night or just...
I don't do stupid shit like that.
Listen, listen. I get you want to put yourself in that situation, but say you were in that situation and that nigga pops out of nowhere, you gonna tell me you're just gonna be chill?
Well, no, I ain't gonna be chill. If he pops out of nowhere, then I guess he's real.
Yeah, that's scary.
No, I'm saying, what would you guys do?
I just don't believe it's real. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm telling you, if he was real, what would you do?
Well, if he was real, then
I would run. I would run.
But we know he's not real, so that's the whole point.
Exactly. It's like a.
How do you guys know he's not real, bro?
Because people made. Okay. Never mind.
If that's what you want to go with, then everything's real.
How do you know he's not real? That's funny.
How do you know he's real?
Exactly. How do you know he's real?
What?
Mm-hmm.
You guys still didn't answer my question. What would you guys do?
If I said fuck? I would run. I don't really know what his weaknesses are, so.
I think if you collect some notes, then, like, he runs away or some shit.
You guys want to go hunt him down?
Wait, isn't that a game?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, fuck. You know shout out middle school. Shout out to Wedgwood.
You know what always scared me earlier?
What?
The, like, ghosts, like, paranormal activity and shit like that.
Really?
Yeah, it's like. Moving shit randomly, like.
Oh, you told me your old house had paranormal activity. Didn't you say you got fucked or some shit by a ghost or something? Oh, you were sleeping and something just pulled your pants down or something.
That's actually from that's scary movie. Not scary movie, a haunted house. I don't know if y'all have seen that.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, yeah, no. That's is a scary movie. I'm pretty sure it's a scary movie.
Mm. Scary movie sounds like the one that did that stupid shit.
Hey, but I wasn't taking it from that. I was just trying to make a joke and be funny, but I guess it wasn't.
Oh.
I guess it wasn't.
I guess you're not funny.
Yeah, but paranormal activity, I got used to it.
You never were scared of that? Like, oh, that's like going down to a dark basement and wondering.
Yo, okay, I can't be the only one, bro, that like would feel something coming after my ass.
As soon as you go up them stairs, it's like fuck that shit, bro.
Nah, listen, I'm not even gonna like hold you guys on this shit. Whenever, when I was younger, I'd go into the kitchen, I'd fucking turn on all the lights up until the kitchen, and I was like, fuck, on my way back, I would literally turn them off and sprint, turn off all the lights, feeling that there was something behind me, and I would look back the whole time, and I would close my door, bro.
You're not supposed to look back. And what if you see some shit? Then you really gonna be scared.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah. I just felt the shit, and I was like, yo, I know something's right behind me, let me just not pay attention.
Wait, so you would let it just...
Yeah, if it creeps up on me, if I die, I died, but I didn't, so it's
all good. You know why you didn't die?
Real niggas never die.
Because real niggas don't die. Yo, for real, that's going to be the name of the podcast.
Let it be the name of the episode.
What
should be the name of the episode?
Will.
Or so it could just be McDonald's McChickens.
Yeah, I'm off of a McChicken and a half, and this is fucking horrible.
Yo, we can just call it 12:13. That's the time.
But we started at 11:53.
You could just call it, how many days until your anniversary?
I don't want these people knowing about my anniversary.
Just told
me. I know. My bad. I guess I contradicted myself.
I want some shit, Pat. How you think it feels to be a tree?
Just fucking boring. You're just standing there.
But you're there. Yo, you guys think so trees long.
Talk? Like, you guys hear about that shit?
No.
Trees talking? You guys ever watch that movie, The Knowing? Not The Happening?
Mm-mm. I think I did when I was really young. But
Nah, that shit low-key scared the fuck out of me, dude. The Knowing? It was like Mother Nature tries to get back at the fucking humans or some shit like that. Or am I tripping?
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know what the hell you on.
Bruh, I don't know what the fuck I'm on. All I know is I'm on one.
Okay, DJ
Kelly. Sorry, I had to throw that on there.
DJ Kelly!
Fuck, these mosquitoes. I feel like a crack ass, dude. Just fucking skinny, bro.
I wonder what people like to hear.
They just like to hear conversations that make them feel like people that fit in.
What do people in Columbus do?
Fucking drugs and sex.
Fuck, bro. Fuck the mosquitoes.
It's a mind over matter thing at this point.
Don't let them get to you.
Do y'all think weed is starting to become overrated?
It's been overrated.
Think so?
Yeah.
I think the free love movement, it was like dying out at that point. It still got good effects for some people, I've heard. But I don't know, man. Now everybody treats it as like it's an actual social thing to do.
Weed?
Yeah, like let's just all get together and smoke a blunt. Shut the fuck up. No.
Let's go out and do something.
I feel like that shit should only be okay, like, to deal with, like... Like, I guess for medical... For actual medical purposes, you know? Mm-hmm. Or, like, for like, real? You know, people with, like, depression or some shit.
Nigga, that's a lot of people, though.
Well, then, that's cool. They can use it. You know, I feel like that's what it should be used for. But then, that's me. I don't know.
As a medical
purpose. That's just me, you know? Me being, like, the medical doctor I am, you know? That's just... Mm. That's just my perspective on it, you know?
Didn't you get a PhD at Berkeley?
I did, actually.
I heard that when you were only 9.
Yeah. I'm not trying to... Is that funny to you? Is that fucking funny to you?
No.
The fuck are you laughing at?
You ain't even been out of middle school for 10 years.
I don't want to be out of middle school for 10 years, though.
But, like, middle school just sounds like such a young-ass nigga thing.
Yo, man, I was watching porn in middle school and shit, bro. And I knew about ass, pussy, and titties. And then I look at the little 13-year-olds now, I'm just like, damn, that was really us. And
I know.
Knowing the shit that I know.
Those little kids fuck.
Ew, that's nasty. Yeah, bro.
Those little kids need fucking parental help.
Damn.
Nah, never mind. Their parents can't do shit.
Hey, when you guys have kids, what are you guys' kids gonna be like?
I really hope they're open and communicated.
I was about to say, if you show them the world and don't give them no bullshit, I'm sure they'll be real niggas.
Jonathan, you're gonna be a bitch to your kids.
Bitch? Like me?
Yeah.
I don't think I am.
Yeah. Mm. You're gonna be I'll
probably die before I become a father.
Damn. That's some real shit.
But I thought we already established that, you know.
I'm not gonna turn.
Alright, weird flex, but okay. Anyways, I had my orientation today at C State, bro. There was a bunch of weird ass people. But there were some cool ass people, dude. I met this dude that wanted to be a fireman or firefighter or whatever.
It takes so much time to be a firefighter. Some people will have to volunteer. You have to volunteer first.
It sounds fun, though. No, that sounds lit as fuck.
Sounds lit, but you might get lit.
The fuck are you even go to school for? I was about to say, what? Fuck! Whatever. Hold on. Hey, chill out. What are you going to school for?
I don't know. I had an idea, and then I lost it.
Why are you going to school, then?
Yeah.
I haven't gone to school. I mean, I only went one semester, so.
Oh. Are you going back?
We'll see if I decide to. Maybe I'll just die before I go off to... Before I have to make that decision, you know?
You really counting on this whole death thing?
Yeah, bro. Are you running from something? You got a fucking kill on the way, too?
Nah.
He's not hiding the world from his kid. He's hiding his world from the kid.
Isn't that what you just said? That's just what you fucking said, bro.
Okay, Drake.
He was on some shit, too.
Drake.
Yo, Jonathan was telling me that if you're reading this, it's too late. Fucking album was a bunch of throwaway songs.
Really?
Weren't they, Jalo? I'm pretty sure they were.
There's no fucking way, dude.
That album again? I don't fucking know.
There was Six God, I think. There was
Six God was fire as fuck. There was Preach, Known Forever. You and the Six.
Yeah, Wednesday Night Interlude.
I think those sound like a bunch of throwaway songs.
Yeah.
No, but they're so fucking good. There's no fucking way that was a throwaway
just
album.
Just because, like, you throw them away don't mean, like...
Yo, but that's just clever and put together. That's a well-put-together album. There's no way they're all fucking...
I feel like that's scattered. A good point.
No, what's like, his face? That album with his dad?
No, that album, More Life.
More Life. That was a throwaway album. Those are throwaway songs. No, like, not really.
Yeah, four of them. That makes it
good to me. Dude, 4 out of 20-something songs?
That makes it good to me.
Nigga, that's shooting 1/5.
All right, maybe 5. But definitely 4.
You guys hear that? Real niggas don't die. Sorry. Oh, but I had to say that. Oh, fuck.
Let's see. What do y'all really want to talk about?
I want to talk about your mom.
Actually.
Yeah. Fuck, so I kind of deleted, like, the other end. Well, fuck it, whatever. I accidentally deleted the last bit of our podcast that I was supposed to add to this shit. So we basically talked about Jonathan can't fucking sleep, and this nigga's passed the fuck out in the back of the car.
Not really.
So Jonathan's a bitch. He gets nightmares. He can't sleep. He's a fucking pussy. So if you guys know anybody who can help with pussy-itis or whatever this nigga got, you know, just... You know, just hit us up because he needs help. So,
are you recording again?
Yeah, I deleted. Chill out, bro. I deleted the last bit. So,
this goes on my ass.
It is gonna sound like ass.
I'm gonna let them hear that engine.
Chill out.
Y'all hear that?
Alright, so it's 12:38. This was such a fucking first shitty episode, bro. Hey, but I hope you guys like it. And
just know that.
You know what? No, I'm just kidding. I don't give a fuck. I could care less.
Anybody can get it. Mexicans, Americans.
You sound fucking stupid.
What's the other one? Africans.
Oh my god.
Anyways.
Anybody can get it.
What else did we talk about? That was it. Our fucking podcast name for now will be, huh? And that's it. So, hey, shout out to Reyna for getting that. The, huh? For getting it. You a real one. Hey, real niggas don't die. So, that's it for me, bro. I'm out. Peace out.
Peace out.
Later.
All right, peace out.